you ever look at that?
What is it, hon?
Lions, a whole tribe of them, over there.
A herd, you mean?
Oh, it's a pride, you idiots.
Yes, sir.
Where are they? Oh, yeah, I can see them. Over by the rocks there. Hey, sweetie, have a look through the glasses.
Oh, great. Aren't they beautiful? Oh, no, they're pushing up. Reckon we can get closer, Lon?
Oh, I don't know. Pretty thick bush up ahead in the clearing where they are.
Oh, they've shoved anyway.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, gosh, I would have loved to pick of them. Oh, well, we'll see more. Oh, you brought lunch along with you?
Sure, right here. No, safari's right without a lunch pack.
A lunch pack? West Africa style. Oh, boy, am I hungry.
Me too.
Yeah, let's get into this stuff. Hey, how do you like that? Lunchtime, too, kids. We got guests. Hey, that looks like a Chinese there.
Good morning. What do you do here?
Oh, just having a look around. Why?
This is forbidden territory.
What do you mean this is forbidden territory? We're on safari.
Seize them. Seize all of them.
The sounds of darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the sounds of darkness.
Red Checkers.
Here's a case for the FBI, Ames.
Oh, sure.
There are buts to it, the way I see things.
Who asked your opinion?
I did.
Now, look,
on you two. Johnny, I'll do the talking, okay?
Yeah, sure, but... okay.
How's the cold, Ames? Still troubling you?
Oh, it's just about gone. Why?
Just wondering why you're so uppity is all. Sore throat still?
Oh, that's gone as well.
Okay, then. Maybe we can get down to business without acrimony, right?
Look, it's not that I resent your going to Spanish Guinea. It's just that
we get all the trips you don't.
Oh, now, listen, I... yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, I guess I get soured up sitting in the office day after day.
Oh, that's what being the boss does for you.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I wish I was back as an ordinary agent again.
Look, why don't you come along?
Huh?
Four American citizens are missing. Spanish Guinea is a big, hot country. There's room for more to help search for them.
That is an idea.
It's a great place, Africa.
We're not going on a jaunt, Johnny.
No, sure.
Though maybe we could do us a bit of sightseeing. Okay, we'll all go.
But
what?
No toe-treading.
Hmm?
We handle it, Johnny and I. This is just not an ordinary missing persons tag, as a talk of a lot else, too. A red Chinese arms build-up could get serious.
You mean I take orders from you?
No, but I work the case.
Okay. I'll get back to the office, fix things. We'll pull out tomorrow.
Bring your beauty kit, Mr. Ames. Sun's awful hot out there. Dries the skin.
This cig.
Sweet guy. So why invite him along?
He is the boss.
Heck, I know.
And maybe the cannibals will get him first.
Cannibals?
Sure, many of them there. You better bring your own cooking pot, Johnny.
And we are not sure these people are missing.
That's not what the papers have said. Not what our boy here told us.
What one is told and what actually happens is not always the same.
Boy, they breed flies the size of elephants here.
But the climate gets better inland. You persist in going there?
Yeah.
You have already made arrangements with my superiors. I know this. I cannot, therefore, refuse permission. But although the climate is better, it is rough country there.
Safaris go there often.
That is true. But the length of stay near our border with the Congo is not long. A safari trip goes in, comes quickly out. There are some lovely sights, though. Over the border, near Oyem, for example...
You're stalling, Mr. Kaluna. Why?
Stalling? I do not understand the term.
Look, we've got our own transport. That was arranged by your authorities. We want a guide, that's all.
You have spoken with the safari people?
Yeah, all they know is that a truck and the four Americans are missing. They've searched. Nothing.
A guide shall be supplied, then. You will have tea, gentlemen.
No, thanks. We'll get moving.
Very well. I wish you luck. Contact me if there is trouble.
Well, we'll do that. Thanks for the help.
Oh, this is great country.
Yeah, the greatest. Hey, you want some more coffee, guys?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Sahiri, give our hands to the coffee pot on
them. What do you figure, Lee?
Well, I'm not sure. Okay, we're in Spanish Guinea. Uh-huh. Those four people disappeared, the safari guys say, right on the border, across the way from Oyem in the Congo. Well, now, they could have got lost if they'd left their truck. They could have been killed by some animal, tribesman even.
So, where's the truck?
Yeah, where's the truck?
Well, you've been out this way before, Lee. Maybe they took the truck over.
What for? It's wild Oyem and Minkebe area. No towns, no gasoline. Yep, Spanish Guinea itself is pretty clean, you know what I mean? Held under tight authority. I don't think there's anything going on here.
Over the border, then?
Yeah, I think so. Oyem way. Maybe even further down or up north or south. You know, I think those four went across the border just for a look-see. They probably knew what they were doing.
And over the border?
They disappear.
We know the extent of Chinese influence in the Congo. Can they have come across something?
It seems like, Ames. Yeah. It was the thing that struck me back there in New York when the report came through. Maybe right there on the Spanish-Guinea border.
Yeah, so why don't the Spanish authorities know about it?
There's wild country this side of the border, too. Nearest town is Kadome, 300 miles this side of it. Our next stop.
You guys solve it yet?
Not yet, Johnny, but we're working that way. Slowly.
Nita?
Yeah, honey?
What are they going to do with us?
I don't know. I don't think they'll hurt us. They would have done that already.
What are they keeping us for, then?
I just don't know, honey.
Sorry.
It's okay. They haven't treated us too badly. It's not bad. Well, it's just we could stay here forever, I guess.
Don't say that.
Shh. Try not to get so upset.
How can you say that?
Don't turn on me. I didn't get us into this mess. I'm just trying to accept things while we have to accept them, that's all. Please don't say sorry again, either.
I can't possibly believe that Bill and Ron are agents, like they said.
No, they can't. Carol, I've just thought of something. They leave water with us. We could take it, and some food, too, and run for it.
We'd never make it. This is Africa, Nita. We're girls.
Think I don't know that? Think that stupid guard there doesn't know it, too? Doesn't ever stop watching us. Why don't you stare at something else, you dumb idiot?
Nita, do you think the Chinese are up to something here?
If they're not, I'd like to know why they grabbed us like that.
Oh, they're bringing Bill and Lon back.
I don't know.
You may rest now. We shall talk with you again. Are you?
Yes.
Guard them well.
Oh, boy, am I bushed.
They didn't hurt you, honey?
Oh. No, he didn't hurt us.
Thank heavens.
Like before, just questions. Same old question again and again and again.
They don't still believe that you're agents.
Yeah, they do. We can't seem to convince them otherwise.
Bill?
Yeah, they still believe it. Oh, let's get some shut-eye.
Honey, I think we'd
better... Bill, couldn't we bust out? Run for it?
Well, get past that guard?
We could do it somehow. I know we talked of it before, but we could do it.
Oh, yeah. Gotta think of something. If we don't confess that we're agents, they're gonna get real mean tomorrow. If we confess, they'll ship us back to Red China, where we stay for as long as they wish to keep us there, unharmed.
That's horrible.
And... but we're not what they say we are.
Of course not.
You said they'll get mean. Bill?
I think they might even bump us off, honey.
Oh, boy, is it ever hot here. A week, nothing. Nothing from the locals either. Well, yeah, I reckon the four of them got ate by a lion.
I wish it were that easy. Use the glasses again.
Mr. Ames, can you stop the truck? I can get a better look around that way.
Okay.
I don't even know what the heck I'm looking for.
Any signs of activity, habitation, military installations, maybe.
Looking right back at me? Yeah, sure. Okay, there's an ostrich there, four giraffe, no, five, and some zebra further on, and a whole herd... Wait a minute.
Yeah, what are you seeing?
Someone coming this way, running, then falling. Looks like a white woman.
Get there, fast. Johnny, call out instructions to Ames.
You all right? Here. Yeah, let me give you some water. No. You feeling better?
Please help me. I ran away from them. You must help me. Help us.
Leave her rest for a while. She's exhausted right now. Quiz her again when she comes to.
Any luck? Oh, we'll talk to her again later. You see anything?
Oh, not a thing from up here. The bush is too thick.
All right, come on down from the truck. Let's talk this thing over.
Smoke?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Thanks.
Yeah, she's pretty exhausted. See those scratches on her? She must have barged her way through thorn trees or stumbled into them.
Yeah. And all she could get out was Chinese. Yeah, it's like I deduced. Thing is, where are they? And do we go in, just the three of us, if we find them?
You mean we might upset the apple cart?
Yeah, if we don't play it cool. Mm-hmm. All right, let's figure it again. The so-called Chinese presence is apparent in many countries... many parts of the African continent. Tanzania strongly, Kenya to an extent, Zambia now, Central African Republic. A red Chinese money has been pouring into the continent, and of course military weapons for the so-called freedom fighters further down south.
Hell, but why the Congo, huh?
Well, they're here all right, at least just across the border from here. And they haven't made their presence hidden, if you get what I mean. They're mainly around the big towns. But now...
they're right out in the wilds, a group of Chinese and four Americans literally kidnapped. For why?
Obviously, in case they talk. About what? Why are the red Chinese suddenly getting so coy? Could be a short-term thing now, though. Now, what if they had a couple of rocket installations?
Aim for where?
Well, it wouldn't be up Nigeria way. There'd be no point in that. But aimed for Angola?
Hey, wait a minute.
Hmm?
I hear something there. There's another move to get Portugal out of the United Nations. If rockets were to be fired from here into Angola, which is Portuguese territory, Portuguese might retaliate.
Thinking it's for Limo, the freedom movement again,
uh-huh.
Or one of the other splintered guerrilla groups?
Right. They wouldn't ask questions. They would retaliate. Maybe right up and into the Congo. A new rumpus. No evidence of rocketry found anywhere in the Congo because it would be withdrawn smartly, got out of Africa.
And Portugal would sit holding the baby.
Mm. And any United Nations inquiry would find them palpably guilty of aggression.
Which it wouldn't be, of course. But the damage would be done. Portugal may even be got out of the UN. Then, who knows, Red China may at last be admitted. Yeah, it's power politics, world politics.
Which doesn't solve the question you asked. Do we go in? If we botch it...
Yeah, well...
Yet, what else can we do? Scream for help.
Who'd believe us? Hmm. Three FBI guys snooping around Spanish Guinea. Some crazy story in Holland. Wouldn't even be printed. Although back home we'd know and be forewarned.
And the missing guys and the other dame?
Johnny, obviously we'll keep stum about this. When we talk to Mrs. DeCourlier again.
Keep stum about what?
Her running for it, getting away, may have precipitated it.
They'll have been bumped.
They'll have been bumped.
It's so hard.
I'll try, Anita.
From here, with the sun on my face.
You walked with the sun on your face?
Into my face.
All the way?
I got away about daybreak. It was half dark for an hour.
Yeah, sure, but then?
Sometimes, it's just so hard to remember. Look, may I have some water, please?
Yeah, Johnny.
Yes, sure.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Now, if the sun was into your face, when was it?
How do you mean?
Between daybreak, when the sun came up, and midday. Where was the sun?
Behind me. Yeah, behind me.
Good. When? During the afternoon?
In my face.
So, you walked just about straight west. Now, was it on the side of your face any time?
Sometimes.
Consistently so?
I just walked, you know, not a straight line. Just before I got
the
here.
The sun was almost down. Yeah.
I think I walked for about an hour. Yeah, it was about an hour. With the sun on the right-hand side of my face.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, don't you worry none, Nita. We'll find out what's happened to the others. You're a brave girl, you know that?
They said... Bill said they might shoot them, so we talked about it, and he said if I could get away, maybe they...
Easy up. Let's just hope we get there in time. Johnny, load the kid into the truck. We're moving.
Okay.
About 17 and a half hours you walked. Say about in the bush, 3 miles an hour at the most. You came from straight east, except for about an hour. At a slant.
You worked it out?
Uh-huh. We're at a point now where she started turning southwest, away from due west. The speedo?
Just done 2 miles from the last camp.
Okay, hold it here. Now, Anita, do you remember any part of this?
I think the anthill there, with the tree growing out of it. Yeah.
Good girl.
I thought you said she walked at about 3 miles an hour.
Why, cut down on that, Johnny. Between 1.5 miles and 2. Now, this is just on 2 from the camp where she started at a slant. It figures.
Yeah, it does. She couldn't have walked 53 miles approximately. That's what she would have covered at 3 miles an hour.
Yeah. No, she did about half that. 25, 27, say. Maybe just 30 in 17 hours walking.
So? Now?
Well, now we go as straight as we can, due east. You keep an eye on the compass, Ames. Huh?
Sure.
And you better load up the hunting rifles we bought. You guys may have to use them fast.
It was necessary to do this.
It was necessary.
It was agreed to keep them quiet. You would take them to your country.
Only a deception, my friend.
And the other woman?
Search parties have gone out. She cannot be found.
Then she has escaped.
You think so?
No. No, not in this country.
No, there are too many animals. If not animals, she would have walked in circles. Then thirst and panic. If not yet dead, she soon will be. Toby?
Yes?
See that this grave is well covered. lay many stones.
Yes, otherwise the hyenas...
will dig out the bodies, yes, yes. And other safaris may stray into the Congo here.
You go ahead now.
Of course. The rockets will be fired this evening, aimed at the Portuguese military installations and the bases of Quango, San Salvador, and Quello in northern Angola.
It seems a long distance for the rockets.
Oh, 573 miles, exactly. That is all. Tomming, see to the grave. I have other more important things to attend to.
Boy, has this been some trip.
Anything, Ames, from up top there?
No, not yet. The Porsche is getting thinner, though.
We've done 28 miles, Lee. Straight as I could keep it. Straight east.
Okay, stop the truck.
All right. Mrs. Dakota, Johnny and I are going ahead on foot. Mr. Ames will stay with you.
Hey, how do you like that?
I said no toe-treading, Ames, remember? Oh. Someone's got to stay here at the truck. We don't want to get stuck in the Congo the rest of our lives. Nita, there won't be any trouble.
If you say so. But please, please find out about Bill.
Of course. Come down from your perch, Ames. Johnny, bring one rifle. Get me a revolver and the camera. Water bottles. A couple of tins of food.
You know, it's hard to believe. Just about 400 yards away, five rockets sticking up out of the trees. Chinks walking around, huts, lorries.
And gasoline.
Yeah, lots of drums.
All right, this is how we do it. I'll go in, Johnny. Talk to him.
No,
hear me out. I'll get him away from the rockets. You get round the back, take pics of the rockets. Yeah. Then spread the gasoline, light it. Destroy the rockets.
Quiet! So, you say you are from the American FBI.
I don't know any other country that has the FBI.
Do not toy with me.
I'm not toying. I'm just telling you that the game's up. We know all about you, like I said. All the details. Right now, the cables will be humming. From Spanish Guinea to the States, right around the world.
You lie.
It can be, as he said. I knew there would be trouble.
That was Mr. Kaluna, isn't it? From The Voice. Yeah. How much did you get for working for this guy?
You will not ask questions. I will ask them.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Why do you smile? Kaluna, stay with him.
Americans always interfering. Like the others, you should be under the ground. Now, the fire there at the rockets. You caused it. I am going to...
Sorry, Kaluna, but you asked for it. Sometimes you have to look at a man's hands, too, when you go for him. Not just his eyes or his dark glasses.
I don't know what's in those rockets, what warheads they've got. They're going to go up. Duck, get down!
Ourselves up now, Johnny.
Yeah, sure. No one left around. The explosion, the fire got them all.
Including the guy in charge, huh?
Yeah.
Glad those weren't limited nuclear fission warheads, Johnny. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah. The three people kidnapped?
Dead. Murdered. I'll have to talk to Mrs. Dakota before we shove. I want a few more pics taken. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Gerry van Wyk.